Draft Carers Strategy Action Plan. Summary Document, November 2025. Producers Note: This document shows the logo of Ministry of Social Development, Te Manatu Whakahiata Ora, including the New Zealand coat of arms. This document was produced as a single audio file primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on the 2nd of December 2025. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. More information about our production process is given at the end. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicomms.nz followed by a slash in then four digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. Draft Carers Strategy Action Plan. Summary Document, November 2025. We are seeking feedback on the Draft Carers Strategy Action Plan. The Ministry of Social Development, MSD, is seeking feedback on the Draft Carers Strategy Action Plan, which sets out government actions to support family, whānau, aingau or individual carers. This document provides a summary of the Draft Action Plan for public consultation. You can find a full overview at aicomms.nz/4154. The draft action plan has been developed through engagement with government agencies partnered to the New Zealand Carers Strategy, the NZ Carers Alliance. The Carers Alliance, a collective of over 60 charitable and non-governmental organisations concerned with the needs of family, whānau and aingau carers. The Carers Strategy Advisory Group, which includes representatives from the Carers Alliance and non-governmental organizations that work with and represent carers. This summary also includes questions to help guide your submission. You can choose which questions to answer, and you do not have to answer all questions. Have your say. Consultation will run from the 17th of November 2025 until the 12th of February 2026. You are welcome to provide feedback through one or more of these channels. Submission by email or a scanned version of your submission to capsubmissions@msd.govt.nz, or by mail to Carers Strategy Action Plan Consultation, Ministry of Social Development, P.O. Box 1556, Wellington 6140, New Zealand. Survey: you can fill out a survey hosted on aicomms.nz/2912. Engagement Sessions: you can attend an engagement session. Dates and how to register for these engagement sessions are outlined and updated on aicomms.nz/4154. Next steps. Once feedback has been considered, MSD will finalize the draft action plan with a proposed launch date of 2026. A summary of engagement will be published on aicomms.nz/4154. All responses will be anonymized, but a list of submitters may be provided. See further details on the use and release of this information on aicomms.nz/0267. Introduction. Who are carers? Carers are family, whānau, aingau, and individuals who provide care for someone close to them who needs additional assistance with their everyday living because of a disability, health condition, illness, or injury. The term carer is used in this document in line with the New Zealand Carers Strategy and international examples. Words such as supporter or manaakitanga may better describe how people see caring as a natural part of what they do for the people they love. Almost 500,000 people identified as providing informal or unpaid care in Census 2023. However, the number is likely much higher, as many do not recognize themselves as a carer but may at times need access to targeted carer support. Carers are playing more vital roles. As New Zealand's population grows older and people live longer with more complex health needs, carers will play increasingly important roles. Despite many not being paid for their work, carers also provide a significant economic contribution, which was estimated to be $17.6 billion per year in 2022, Hayes et al., 2022, and is expected to rise. The New Zealand Carers Strategy was launched to support, value and recognize carers. The New Zealand Carers Strategy, the Carers Strategy, was launched in 2008 in partnership with the Carers Alliance. The Carers Strategy's vision is to ensure that New Zealand Aotearoa is a society that values individuals, families, whānau or aingau who support others who need help with their everyday living. To date, the Carers Strategy has been implemented through three multi-year action plans. These time-limited action plans contained actions that the government would take to address key priorities identified by carers and government agencies. The latest action plan, Mahi Aroha Carers Strategy Action Plan 2019-2023, Mahi Aroha, expired in 2023. A new action plan has been developed. Engagement to date. Since the start of 2025, multiple partners and stakeholders have been involved in the development of a new draft action plan to implement the carers strategy and better respond to ongoing and new challenges for carers. Development has also drawn on engagement, evidence, and insights since the launch of the carers strategy in 2008. Establishing a new, rolling, action plan. The action plan sets out ambitious outcomes to make a difference for carers over the long term in its new form as a rolling action plan. Unlike previous action plans, which applied for 3 to 5 years with a set end date, the proposed rolling action plan is ongoing, flexible, and outlines key actions over time. To achieve better outcomes for carers, the action plan aims to support carers by addressing long-standing systemic issues, building the evidence base to inform future work, and promoting services that meet the diverse needs of different carer groups. These aspirations will be progressed through a staged approach, which includes establishing a long-term framework with clear milestones, promoting flexibility, and supporting enduring partnerships between government, the Carers Alliance, and community organizations. Consultation question. A rolling action plan means that the action plan has no set end date. Actions will be updated as needed. 1. What do you think about the change to a rolling action plan to improve outcomes for carers over the short and long term? The draft action plan focuses on three priority areas. Three priority areas have been developed in consultation with the Carers Alliance and Carers Advisory Group: recognition and appreciation, health and well-being, and financial security. Recognition and appreciation. Outcome: carers are valued and the support they require is recognized and protected. Immediate deliverables. Launch a National Carers Appreciation Day. Consider how cultural safety can be better integrated into the delivery and promotion of existing services for carers. Explore targeted approaches for improving service access and navigation for carers. Health and well-being. Outcome: health and well-being outcomes are equitable between carers and non-carers. Immediate deliverables. Promote the availability, diversity, flexibility, and importance of respite and break options for carers and what these mean for carers. Establish a national picture and assess current levels of available respite services and options. Expand community pathways to better support frontline professionals, e.g., GPs, Needs Assessment Services Coordinators, NASCs, to refer carers to appropriate supports and networks. Financial security. Outcome: more responsive financial supports and improved educational and employment pathways to enable carers to meet their needs and plan for the future. Immediate deliverables. Develop a picture of available financial assistance, focusing on levels of support and coverage and analysis on any gaps and inconsistencies. Map out the potential pathways available to different carers, family, whānau and ainga. Develop an understanding of the supports provided by employers to carers to inform potential government actions. Consultation questions. 2. Do you think the set of immediate deliverables are an appropriate first step towards achieving the action plan outcomes? How could we make these more effective for you? 3. How can government work with communities to implement the action plan in the short, medium, and long term? Ensuring the action plan works. Data and information. A separate priority on data and information is included to support implementation and monitoring of progress of the draft action plan. Outcome: improved monitoring and data collection. Immediate deliverables. Develop a monitoring and reporting framework. Develop a government data and evidence strategy. Governance and oversight. Options for a governance structure to oversee the action plan's progress and implement a review cycle will be developed over the coming months. This will include further details on how the action plan will be implemented, administration and future priority setting for the rolling action plan, intersections between the action plan and, if applicable, other work such as care safety. Consultation questions. 4. Is there anything else that agencies should consider when implementing current actions to ensure what is delivered meets the needs of family, whānau, ainga, and individual carers? 5. Many of these actions are intended to form the basis for future actions. What should we consider as we review and form future actions? References. Hayes, R. and Grimmond, D. 2022. The economic contribution and sacrifices of unpaid family, whānau and ainga carers in New Zealand for Alzheimer's NZ, Carers NZ, the Carers Alliance, IHC and the Ministry of Social Development. Infometrics, see 60-page PDF report at aicons.nz/8946. Stats NZ, 2023 Census, Dataset, Unpaid Care MSD. Producers note, this audio version of this document was produced on the 2nd of December 2025 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050. Phone 09320 4173. Email info@aicons.co.nz. Website www.aicons.co.nz. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text-to-speech with a broadcast-quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Te Reo Māori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deafblind, and low-vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.